Hey there, and welcome to the first ever three-part audio series of the Say Hello to Mrs. O blog. I am Mrs. O, and today we are diving into a topic that's deeply personal for me, managing burnout and overwhelm as a caregiver and parent. This topic came about from a very real and raw moment in my own life, so deeply personal, I've hesitated to share it before now, because it's very embarrassing. But here it goes. A few months ago, I was running late for church one Sunday. I had my then 3-year-old in tow. I was exhausted. My mind was racing through my to-do list. And honestly, I was running on fumes. For additional context, it was daylight savings time, so we had lost an hour the night before. And I'd also spent a good portion of the night before arguing with my husband. I walked up to the church doors, and in that moment, I just stopped. I couldn't take another step. The weight of everything I was carrying, the work responsibilities, the parenting duties, the marital struggles, the lack of sleep, the constant on feeling, it all came crashing down. I broke down crying right there before walking into church. It felt like my body was saying enough. It was embarrassing, it was humbling, and it was a wake-up call. In the days that followed, I realized that if I was feeling this way, maybe others were too. So I decided to reach out to 3 Black women mental health professionals, people who work every day with parents and caregivers, to get real, practical advice on how we can navigate burnout and overwhelm without losing ourselves in the process. As a Black woman creating content primarily consumed by other Black women, I sought out Black women mental health professionals because they bring a lived understanding of the cultural, historical, and social pressures that shape our experiences of motherhood, stress, and burnout. The mental load Black mothers carry is often compounded by systemic inequities, racialized expectations of strength, and the lack of culturally responsive support. Working with providers who share our cultural background ensures that we are seen in our full context as a whole person navigating layered and unique challenges. It was an absolute pleasure speaking with these ladies, and today I'm sharing their insights with you in hopes that if you've ever felt like you can't take one more step, you'll find some encouragement and tools to keep going. The first expert I spoke to was Tiffany Martin, a licensed professional counselor supervisor who shared some powerful, practical tips for parents who are juggling multiple roles. One of my first questions for her was about the feeling of being on call all the time. Between work emails, school messages, and group chats, it can feel like there's no real off switch. I asked, how can parents create healthy digital boundaries without guilt? Her reply was, one strategy is to physically separate yourself from the constant notifications. That can mean putting your phone in a different room after a certain time in the evening, or deciding you'll only check work emails during work hours. The key is to set boundaries around your time and to protect those boundaries. I love her advice, because sometimes the simplest step, like moving your phone to a different location, can make a huge difference. I then asked about the tricky moments when we have to quickly switch from work mode to parent mode, especially if we don't have much transition time. She replied that since she works from home some days, if she finishes a work session early, she may stay in her office space a little longer before shifting into family responsibilities. She also added that sometimes she'll text a client requesting to start a session 10 minutes later, just to give herself a small mental break. She also noted that even something like taking a quick walk can help you reset. That's such a good reminder, because transition time doesn't have to be long to be powerful. We also talked about what it's like to be a single parent or the primary caretaker without much support. Tiffany's response was that it can feel incredibly isolating. She noted that even from her personal experience, sharing that her baby wasn't on a good sleep schedule, which led to exhaustion for her, she would receive responses like, "Well, you're the mom," or "You wanted to have a baby." She expressed that the lack of empathy in statements such as these can shut down your willingness to ask for help and can cause moms to feel like they have to just keep going, even when they're depleted. That's such a heavy weight to carry alone. So I then asked Tiffany, in light of this, how do moms advocate for their needs, whether at work or in a partnership, without feeling selfish? She expressed that mothers have to be willing to say what their capacity is and stand firm in that. She went on to elaborate from her own experience, expressing that in the past, she could volunteer for a lot of things, but she can't anymore, and she's learned to be okay with people being upset about it if they choose to. We went on to discuss how for parents who feel isolated, therapy or support groups can be a lifeline. Tiffany emphasized that therapy provides an unbiased space, which is especially important if your family says things like, "push through," or, "well, you prayed for this," meaning you prayed to be a mom. For Black women especially, that push through mentality can lead to long-term health issues like high blood pressure, stroke, or other chronic health issues later in life. So we have to be intentional about how we manage the stress of caregiving and parenting. Finally, I asked why so many parents, especially moms, may feel guilty about asking for help or even seeking mental health support, and how this guilt can be reframed. Tiffany's reply was that a lot of that guilt comes from comparison and outside noise. She advises us to ask ourselves, should I feel guilty about this? And is my story supposed to look exactly like someone else's? It may look different, and that's totally okay. Tiffany gave such sound and practical advice, and I'm grateful she took the time to speak with me on this very important topic. For more information on Tiffany and the great work she is doing for women, visit www.hearttoheartservices.org. That's www.heartservices.org. Thank you so much for listening. Join me next time for the next installment in this series, where I'll recap my conversation with licensed clinical social worker and therapist, Erica Sutton Butler. Until next time, XOXO, Mrs. O.